And we're joined in studio by some folks from the Amherst Historical Society. First, we got Kathy Dean Dielman. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig.
We've had you in before. We visited Amherst, and we invited you here as well. And now you're back with a special guest. Tell us who you've brought with us today.
Well, for my show and tell today, I brought in Charlie Marty, who is a past president of the Historical Society, and will be Abe Lincoln for our Abe Lincoln's birthday party, which we are holding on Saturday, February 11th. And like I said, I originally came on to promote it, but now we are sold out, which shows that there is a hunger for something different, a new kind of event. That where we're going to have him, we're going to have a period correct menu that's been altered just a little bit for modern tastes. The chef at Corks is doing our, now renamed as Cole's Public House, we'll be doing our menu. He's researched it thoroughly. One thing we won't be having is the meat gelatins that would have been popular back then because people sort of turn their noses at that, right. And Charlie included.
You'd probably still have some tickets available if that was
that's
off
true.
Your menu, I bet.
Right? That's true. We're going to have live entertainment, and it's one of those things where people don't have to dress up. Abe will be dressing up. I will, because that's my thing. but it's going to be a wonderful evening of entertainment, laughter, and wonderful food. It's a fundraiser for us. Because as most nonprofits, we always, we have a place to run, especially there because we have a beautiful village we have to maintain that does cost money. So we do everything we can to fundraise.
Right. And of course, you have different events that happen during maybe the summer, spring months and things like that when people are coming out. Sometimes in the winter months, you have to figure out to do something maybe also at that time that utilizes your letting people know about what's happening.
Right. This is a good... I just became actually the vice president of the Historical Society, which is exciting for me. And one of my initiatives is to have an outreach program where I've been starting this, but now it's more an official capacity where I want people to see that history is something that everybody lives and everybody can appreciate. And it's not, historical societies have a reputation of being very staid and static organizations where you go and look through dusty old books and artifacts. Yes, we do that, and I like doing that, but I want everybody to see that history is something that we can all learn from, and you can experience the sights, the sounds, the tastes, and it brings you into a different time, and you can find, it'll make you feel like you want to learn more.
Let's talk a little bit about what's happening at that Abraham Lincoln's birthday dinner. Charlie's going to be portraying Abraham Lincoln, starting to sort of, I would use the word, morph into kind of Honest Abe. Tell me a little bit about Charlie, how you got kind of drafted into doing this and sort of your thoughts of being able to do something like this.
I first learned about it at one of our board meetings a couple months ago. I sat at the far end of the table and it was brought up, and probably everybody on the board kind of turned and looked at me, and I said, okay, I'll do it.
Now, had someone ever said a Abraham Lincoln similarity in the past to you? Is that something that you've kind of
seen? A long time ago, a guy I work with, I'm a wine salesman, and he's a beer salesman. We were at a restaurant in Amherst, and his daughter, who has now graduated from high school, she was very young, and she said, "Dad, look, Abraham Lincoln." And I didn't have the beard or anything at the time, and it's it goes back that far, probably 15 years or so.
So what's going to be required of you then at something like this, and what kind of things are you planning? It's a big responsibility, it seems.
Yeah, I'm planning on schmoozing with the crowd, walking around, saying some of my little well-known sayings. I'm not sure if I have to do the Gettysburg Address or anything like that, but I'm just hoping to play the part well.
Did you have any previous interest in Abraham Lincoln? Did you study him, care much about his presidency, anything like that?
I just like history in general. I like American history, and I love the Historical Society, so I just figured this would be pretty easy to do.
Any Amherst connection related to Abraham Lincoln? A lot of times historical societies will look back and think whether something came through or people who were here had some connection in a way.
Not that Not that we've been able to find. I mean, there are obviously a lot of underground railroad connections to Oberlin, so I guess that's the closest I've been able to find for anything Civil War related. But
we had one in Amherst, where the across from Hasty Tasty, where the VersaClean is, the dry cleaner that had been at one time a large church, and before that it was a home of someone from the Civil War era, and supposedly the Underground Railroad came through and was using that area.
Well, this is something now for By My Lantern's Light.
Yeah. Well, that's
never told me that
hey,
before.
Hey, no.
I did, yes, and for those who are listening, I did just smack him.
No, you can't smack the president.
Well, I don't know about it. Yeah, that's true. Where's the Secret Service?
Exactly.
Right? But again, we're talking this morning with Kathy Dean Dielman. She's the one who just gave the whack to Charlie Marty this morning here.
Sorry.
As the Amherst Historical Society. Again, you've got the event February 11th at Cork's Banquet Hall. It's a sold-out event, so that's good for you. So you can have a lot of people come. Mm-hmm. But of course, that puts the pressure here on Charlie to do things. Of course, you see, he said probably mostly photo ops as well.
Oh, yeah. And his wife will be, Dee Horvath, who's another volunteer with the Historical Society. She will be Mary Todd Lincoln, and she'll be officially hosting the event. She'll be toasting him. She's incredibly enthusiastic, bright, vivacious woman. She just started volunteering with us this year, and we're happy to have her be part of the Historical Society.
Now, where do the outfits for Mr. and Mrs. Lincoln come from, or how do you put something like that so it has a little bit more of realism as opposed to just going into his closet and looking for a dark suit and maybe finding a hat somewhere?
I've been working with Diane Zeckley-Papp. She works at the costume department at Community College. She's also an Amherst person. We have everything pretty much except for the hat and the coat, which are pretty important. Right. So I'm working on that still. I think I have a connection for that.
Right. Yeah, I've been working on that too. And I got my dress online. And I'm very excited to wear it because it's big and looks like Gone with the Wind. I love that kind of thing. Okay. So everybody's kind of been doing their own thing with the costume. Now, there are only maybe six of us who are going to be dressed. Well, no, wait. There are six of us who are going to be dressed in period stuff. Everyone will come dressed.
No wonder it's sold out so quickly, I guess.
Sorry.
That's all right. Well, of course, as Charlie, when he came in here, mentioned how he sort of grew the beard. That's kind of, you kind of have to do that. Sort of like Santa Claus in a way. You kind of have to do as much realism as possible. Do you ever have a beard, or is this just sort of a...
Years ago, I had one. I usually just have this here and a mustache.
Uh-huh.
I shaved the mustache because Abe did not have a mustache.
Right. Well, it looks like it's going to be a fun event. First time event for you doing something like this. And who knows if this goes well, you may have to sign them under contract for a long term.
Yeah, we may have to, or come up with similar events. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be a very special evening.
It's the Amherst Historical Society. Again, if people want to find out more about some of the other things that you guys do, where's a good place to get some details and see what's happening?
Well, we have the Amherst Historical Society website at amhersthistory.net. And we have amhersthistory.net.
I'm not sure.
You'll have to. And we have a Facebook page.
Yep.
And we you can always call our office at 988-7255.
And before we let you go, beyond this program, anything else new we need to know about?
Well, History Camp is coming in July. Our History Through Young Eyes, which is for ages 6 through 12. And that's an all-week program that goes 2.5 hours every day. And the kids run and play and dig their way through history. And we've had kids come back every year because they really, really love it.
Well, we appreciate both of you coming up here this morning and sharing a bit of your morning with us.